tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
It's the way you love me.
Let's dance a little bit to this real fast.
Sing along.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to AfterBuzz TV. This is the after show for Young and Hungry. Tonight's episode is Young and Pretty Woman. It's episode 9 already, you guys, season 2. And if you're listening to us on iTunes or SoundCloud, make sure to say hello, comment down below, and rate us 5 stars. And if you are on YouTube, make sure to subscribe to AfterBuzz TV and comment down below, and we will chat with you as well. You can find all the hosts on Twitter. You can find me at Heather Joy Smith.
Hey, guys. I'm Michelle Fee, and you can find me at underscore Michelle Fee on Twitter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Berta Garso, and you can find me on Twitter at Berta underscore Garso.
Hey, guys. I'm Carly Garso, and you can find me on Twitter at Carly underscore Garso.
All right, so this kiss. We had a kiss tonight, guys.
Yeah. I think there was a few, but, like, there was one.
There was one.
One of the best television kisses I've ever seen.
Oh.
Don't you think so?
For television, not movies.
Yeah.
Definitely the best kiss of this entire
series.
Series.
Ooh, you're right.
It was.
Definitely.
I know.
It's like the moment we have been waiting for.
Seriously.
Forever.
I was so excited for tonight's episode, and I'm so happy, kind of, with how it went. Kind of not.
Yeah.
Right.
It's iffy. It was like such a great moment, followed by such devastation.
Ugh. Right.
We'll get to our feelings on that later.
Oh, God.
Okay, so Josh has feelings, obviously, for Gabby, and he's trying to figure out a way that he can get them out to her the appropriate way, the great, you know, place to do it at, and he just ends up blurting it out.
But is there really a great way to, you know, say it?
There probably isn't, but yeah. In his mind, he was thinking it's got to be the right time, right place. But
I also felt like this whole situation played out very realistically because, you know, when you have to say something like that to someone, It is something you kind of just have to blurt out just to get it out there.
And we predicted and that then, Josh couldn't take it anymore. Yeah. He just had to say something.
And then, like, how Gabby kind of, like, processed it. She wasn't just like, oh, I love you, too. You know, she was, like, angry, which I would be a little bit angry, too, that he did bring it up at such a bad time. And then she thought about it a lot. And so I felt like it was very realistic for a television show, which usually it's like, oh, I love you, too. Happily ever after, you know.
Yeah.
I love the way that Gabby dealt with it, though, because she had, what, 5 in and outs of coming into the room, and each time was a different emotion. Like, she's happy, she's mad, she's like, what the heck? Like, Every emotion you could possibly have in a span of 2 minutes, she probably had, right? Yeah. And she let him know. Mm-hmm. Which, again, is probably realistic because I think in her mind, she's been wanting this to happen for so long, but never thought it would actually happen. Yeah. And then it
happened. And how she would handle it.
And how she would handle it. And now it's not really the great time. She's got Cooper. Mm-hmm. It's like bad timing, but good timing, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's never, like, a good time for that situation to come up. I feel like, I mean, regardless, even if she wasn't with Cooper, I think she still would have been apprehensive to just say, I love you back, just because of their past and their friendship and, like, their boss-employee relationship. Mm-hmm. So, in their case, there's never a good time for that to happen, but this was pretty bad timing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad it happened.
I know! Regardless of the ending, I'm so glad that, like, they both at least admitted that they loved each other and they kissed.
Yeah.
Because that's going to carry on. Like, that's not going to go away.
Exactly.
It's been there forever.
Right.
So let's take a step back really quick because Cooper has left his job in China. He has moved to San Francisco to be with Gabby. And
I don't really understand why he's living with them, because isn't he supposed to have a lot of money? Can't he get his own apartment?
Yeah. Like, because I would assume he got paid really well at his job, and China is probably less expensive to live in. I don't know for sure. But then San Francisco, it has to be less.
Yeah.
And right. So you would think that he had saved up money. Like, I just think he's the type of person that would never move to San Francisco with no money.
Yeah, he's got no money, no job, no car. Like, you didn't plan anything except for you're just going to show up. That's what it seems like. Exactly. He's very unplanned here.
Well, you guys, it is really hard to get a place in San Francisco.
Oh, Michelle. Stop being Team Cooper for a second.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I, like, right not now, anymore. Like, yeah, not anymore after what happened. I'm not. I'm just... I know everyone's, like, really, really happy about this, but I'm just, like, I don't know. I'm just a little... I'm not disappointed. Like, it was a really good kiss, but just, like, thinking about the future, like, what's to come. You know, like, I feel like things will be really awkward, so that's why I'm just, like, you know, like, we'll just see until what happens next week.
I feel like Cooper was totally going to be a mooch when he moved here.
Yeah.
Which is, like, the most unattractive quality in a man.
Which is
so unattractive. And then he said, oh, I have a non-compete clause. Okay, so really, what are you going to do then if you have a non-compete clause in your contract?
For 6 months, right?
For 6 months.
Yeah, that's a long time.
You better go, like, get a job. I don't care where. Fast food, the mall. I don't know.
Anywhere.
To
help them pay rent, because they've been struggling since the beginning, just the two of them in that tiny apartment.
No, exactly.
I was just
going
to say, like, first of all, if I were Sophia, I'm sorry, I would not let him live there.
No,
because
two people
in a one-bedroom apartment is already so small, and, like, they don't even have enough room for the two of them.
Exactly.
How do they have room for three people?
Yeah, they were already talking that they needed more room, so to add one more person makes no sense.
Right.
I would have been so annoyed if I were Sophia.
Gabby, like, I just wouldn't have done that to Sophia.
Right.
Like, if I were her, I'd be like, me and Cooper are going to look for our own place. Like, what do you want to do? Do you want to get a place with us? Like, talk it over.
Yeah.
It's like she just let him move in to stay as long as he wanted and didn't really care.
I love that Sophia was like, stay with us.
Yeah.
You know, not live with us.
Yeah.
She was trying to make it very clear. Mm-hmm. He's not welcome that long.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. But, yeah, so Cooper came back from China and is here. And then we get the Josh saying, I love you. And it makes it really awkward, which it was kind of already awkward because it was like Josh, Sophia, and Cooper all had this, like, secret that they were hiding from Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
And no one was going to
technically, Yolanda and Elliot, too.
Yeah, and them. They all knew
this huge
secret. And it's like... You were all lying to her this whole time. So I can see why what happened, which we'll get into in a little bit, why things exploded the way they did.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. I feel like, in a way, it was kind of the right thing for them not to tell her because she was so happy with Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to, like, mess with that and create any, like, unnecessary drama.
Right.
I don't know. I'm very torn on this.
Well, I think it makes sense that Yolanda and Elliot didn't tell her.
That's
because
what I was going to say.
They're Josh's, like, best friends.
Right,
like,
yeah.
They've known Josh forever. Their loyalty's obviously going to lie with him. Even though, like, Yolanda loves Gabby, like, she's going to keep Josh's secret. Same with Elliot. I think the only person that should have told her is Sophia, but I felt so bad for her because she tried and she told Cooper to, and I don't think Gabby's going to understand that.
Yeah.
Because if your best friend, like, that's a huge secret.
Sophia was the only one as well that really had, like, should have told her.
Yeah.
But Cooper put her in such a bad spot. Mm-hmm. Like, she wanted to say something. I mean, he's just pretty much evil at this point. Like, he messed up everyone's relationship. And I can't believe he did that to Sophia, and then when he came back, she's like, well, you need to tell her I'm going to tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then they find out whatever, which at that point, yeah, they thought they were off the hook. But maybe, I don't know, like, maybe they should have mentioned it then.
Yeah, that's true. That could have been, like, the perfect time to say something.
Yeah, I mean, they could have just been like, well, now that you know, but we just wanted to tell you that Josh did this big gesture, like, after he got married, and so I think he's been feeling this way for a while, sorry we didn't tell you, and kind of explain it to rather have it, like, blow up in her face that everyone was lying to her.
Yeah. Right? Okay, so let's get into this big blow up at the karaoke bar.
Ellen.
Yeah, we'll talk about Ellen in a second. when Cooper blew up and well, first, okay, so they go into the little DJ booth area, Josh and Gabby, and accidentally hit the speaker that, like, goes over the entire bar.
Which, like, of course.
Of course.
Of course that's going to happen.
And so everyone can hear their conversation about Gabby saying that Josh is the one for her and that it was him and she needs to go tell Cooper. And then Cooper hears this, and I feel like Cooper is so immature at this point because, first of all, Josh was going to go in for the kiss, and she said, no, I got to go tell Cooper before anything, which was a very mature thing of her to
so
do.
So respectful.
So right. respectful. And then I feel like Cooper didn't respect the respect that she was giving
exactly.
to him, and he just, like... I don't know the word because I was going to say a really bad word, but
I can't.
I mean, the only word I can think of. But,
ridiculous.
It was like so rude.
I thought immature the first, like after immediately after two. I'm like, how immature was that? That was insane. Mm-hmm. Like and like, it's not even like he disrespected her, but he disrespected all of the people she cares about. Like all those people that it was their secret. Like. To tell, not his.
Like, and I honestly feel like he made the situation worse because he made it seem like it was a bigger... He's like, Yolanda, Elliot, Sophia, we all knew, and they were all lying to you. Like, how he said it made it mm-hmm. seem like it was such a bad thing.
Yeah, she doesn't know how he came to her, like, her window.
Exactly.
That he left her that voicemail. She knows nothing.
I feel like, yeah, and I feel like had she known that it wasn't kind of like how he was saying it, because...
Yeah.
He made it seem like Josh was so, like, iffy, like, here and there with how he felt.
Mm-hmm.
But
no,
really,
it no,
was,
I'm
he was being consistent the entire time he's loved her.
Yeah.
But Cooper made it not seem like that, and he made it seem like he couldn't figure it out. All her friends were flaky, and, like, they
and also,
all didn't have her side.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
It's so clear that he doesn't love her, because you would never do that.
You would never.
Yeah.
No.
You would never. You would be upset, and you would leave. Like, you wouldn't stand there and, like, shame them.
Yes.
No, I was just going to say, off of what you said about how Cooper, like, kind of, I guess, in a way, like, blame Josh for being iffy about loving Gabby. Like, I feel like if they were to talk about it, I don't think Josh would be able to back himself up because he's been in so many relationships since, like, they broke, or, like, since he ended his wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think she would be able to forgive him for that because it does seem like he's been iffy. Like, he pushed aside his feelings for her and started dating other people, and, like, she doesn't know that.
Yeah.
I think maybe, like... It would be hard for him, but I feel like Elliot and Yolanda have been with, like, this whole Gabby and Josh journey.
Mm-hmm.
And if Yolanda would, like, sit there and explain, like, you know, he was only sleeping with these women because he had feelings for you he didn't want to, like, admit to, like, stuff like that, then she would believe Yolanda or Elliot.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there would be, like, a way around it.
Even Sophia, like, she knew how much Josh really cared about her at the time because, like, she talked to him about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Cooper's not, like... a reliable source either because obviously,
he's not even there.
No,
yeah,
he's not
he
there.
Know.
And obviously if Cooper comes to Josh and says, do you have feelings for Gabby? Josh is going to tell Cooper no because that's just awkward to tell someone's boyfriend, I got feelings for your girlfriend.
Exactly.
Like, no. So Cooper really doesn't know. He was no place to say what he did. Which is why I hate him even more than I already hated him,
guys.
I didn't know that was possible.
I know, but this was his last episode, right?
Yes. I think he's gone.
I think so, too. I mean...
Peace out.
So long.
No.
Bye.
I just can't... Like, I didn't expect that. I didn't think he would handle it that way. I mean, we knew something was going to happen between Gabby and Josh, and obviously Cooper would get involved somehow, but I just didn't expect him to act that way. It's like, so disappointing.
Were you guys proud of Gabby, though? Because I was.
Yes.
She was, like, a strong female. Like, she didn't let them control her. Like, she was mad, and she showed it, and I was proud of her for, like, standing up for herself.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have the right to be mad in that situation. Like,
but also... Oh, sorry.
But, you also, like, eventually had to be rational and, like, listen to people's sides.
No, but now I just feel bad for her because now she thinks all my friends lied to me. The person that I love and thought I wanted to be with lied to me. Now she has no one to even talk to about it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of sad.
Gone.
So I hope that, I mean, I hope she,
I just keep saying it randomly.
I hope that, like you said, like, she rationalizes things a little bit and kind of thinks, like, well, they did this for a reason and kind of comes, like, calms down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I feel like she's got to come around.
Yeah.
She has to. These are, like, the people who care for her the most in her life. they're always going to have her back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sophia, she lives with.
Exactly. So. I wonder how that's going to play out.
I know.
She's got to have this conversation.
Yeah.
I know. I just want Gabby to figure out, I want her to know everything. Because if she knows, like, what Josh did and that he tried to tell her again, like, on the phone, like, I feel like she'll understand.
I really think it's going to be, like, Yolanda or Elliot talking to her. Maybe even Elliot, because I feel like, you know, he says he hates her and stuff, yeah. but you know he actually cares about her, and I yeah. feel like that would be, like, a really sweet moment to see between them. Like, you know, he would, like, stand up for Josh and be like, he always loved
Elliot
you.
Elliot and Alan.
Oh. Okay, so let's talk about Elliot and Alan. Perfect segue. I love these two together. I know we all kind of do.
Yeah.
And so Alan's big adventure this episode was he sold his earth, took all his retirement money, and put it towards buying a karaoke bar. Me saying I could never. Which is like the greatest
name
for a karaoke bar, because isn't that like what everybody says yes. every single time someone
always.
Asks you? And then
like,
they're always
like, I could never
there.
Do that after three drinks. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. Down. So I love the fact that he named his bar that. And it's cute that this is kind of his passion where he wants to put all his effort into. And Elliot's, like, kind of reserved about it. He's like, well, it's not really my scene. But then he gives into it at the end, which mm-hmm. is so sweet. And,
yeah.
like, I love seeing their relationship. And then something exciting happens.
The proposal.
I did not see that coming.
No. I didn't see that one coming either.
So exciting, though. Because Alan's always loved him.
I know. Yeah. I think that's the sweetest thing. Like, from the first time we met Alan, he was, like, obsessed with Elliot. And it was kind of, like, funny, but it's also very endearing. Like, mm-hmm. that he had this huge crush on him in college, or high school, or college?
College.
And then, like, could kind of never get over him. And then, like, I feel like, you know, people have dreams of, like, careers. And his dream was just to be with Elliot. Like, it's just so sweet.
One thing we skipped over real quick is Gabby met with Alan and asked, mm-hmm. like, how do you know that he's the one?
Mm-hmm.
And Alan said, it's the kiss. When I kissed Elliot for the first time, like, it made my toes curl mm-hmm. or whatever, and I knew he was the one. And that's why Gabby went and kissed Josh and to see if he was the one. And
I mean,
he
I'm glad
came
that...
back and laid it on her.
Yeah. I really think it's good that Gabby went to Alan, someone kind of like a third party.
Right.
It had nothing to do with the situation. That was a very smart decision on her part to be like, I'm just going to ask someone who's in love, like, what they think.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, obviously, it worked. Like, his advice worked. So.
Yeah.
The penis comment.
Oh, my gosh. What were those, like, little chicken fingers or something?
Yeah, boneless chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Mm-hmm. And then microphone.
Microphones.
Oh, my gosh.
Shaking, like, little
penis. I love that she said it right as Josh is, like, about to take a bite. She's like, they're microphones.
They're not penises.
He's like, I know.
That's
awkward.
So funny.
Isn't it weird how you can shape chicken into anything?
Yes, yeah. It is. It's dinosaurs,
yeah.
ABCs.
Those dinosaur chicken nuggets are so bomb, though.
I know, I'm a chicken nugget person, too.
Me, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so tonight's episode, I think we pretty much covered almost everything. And in conclusion, Cooper is a big fat jerk. And see you later. We don't want to see you ever again.
Right.
Yes.
I don't know about how all you guys feel about Cooper. So make sure to tweet us. Maybe you guys are still Team Cooper after tonight. I don't know.
Can we do predictions?
Bye. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let's get into some predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Okay. I'll go first. So I have so many, but so the episode, like I told you guys, that comes back in August is called Young and Gabby Gets Her Job Back. So she's clearly going to get fired next episode or leaves. So I don't know how that's going to happen.
She'll probably leave.
I think she's going to leave.
Yeah, I think she's going to leave too. If she eventually comes back, I know. Like, I know Gabby and Josh are going to end up together, and the only reason that the show wouldn't do it now is because it's, like, too early.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't think that they're going to, like, keep, like, tugging at, like, the audience's emotions. Like, everyone was Team Josh.
But
everyone wants them to be together.
I don't want it to be, like,
you know, she leaves and goes wherever, like maybe to visit family. I don't know, does she even have any family? I guess not.
Not really.
Yeah, I guess she has a dad somewhere. But, like, goes and does something. And then, you know, like, on, like, finales when they come back and it can be, like, 2 months later type of thing. Mm-hmm. I hope that, like, she has a boyfriend and Josh has a girlfriend. Like, I don't want any of that.
Again.
I don't think we need any other boyfriends and girlfriends. Like, I just want her to come back, get her job back, and try to adjust to, like, life as Josh's. Like, try to rebuild their friendship kind of first. And but then see how that works
out. On a side topic, we all said, like, we wanted to see them outside of the apartment in the, like, apartments. And I definitely think the karaoke bar is going to be, like, a new set.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for this.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Like, great. We're going to hear them sing, obviously, because they all sing.
They have to, yeah.
So that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see that. And then, like, Ellen and Elliot planning their wedding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah!
True. Oh, my gosh, it's going to be so fun.
It is.
I would write you, Michelle.
Oh, okay. I kind of tied it.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, okay, I'm gonna wait. I do think that Gabby's going to leave her job because I feel like that's just too much. I do feel like she's going to not move away, but she's going to travel somewhere and like just find comfort in herself first before going back to her friends and talking to them. And I don't think this is the last of Cooper. Like, I think he's gonna come back and stir up some more trouble.
I think that's a good prediction. I think it's definitely possible. We have so many episodes left.
Yeah.
I feel like there's also, like, so many things that are left unsaid after he, like, made that big speech. So maybe he'll come back and, like, they'll talk it out or something.
It's a little salty right now.
It is really salty right
but
now.
But his stuff is at her apartment.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to get out of there ASAP.
But Sophia's also at the apartment, too, so.
She probably threw out stuff.
She threw stuff on the fire escape.
I would burn it so he can never get it back.
Yeah. So, next episode, she needs to have a talk with Sophia, a talk with Josh. Those are the two main talks she's going to need to have. Yolanda and Elliot are going to be the backup for vouching for all these stories. And I don't want to see Cooper next episode, so I really don't care if they make up or talk. I really don't care. Just get out of my face. Yeah, I'm very salty about the way Cooper ended things. I didn't like him, but that
was so disappointing.
Mm-hmm. Just,
but it shows like when he kicked her out of the hotel room.
Yes,
you're right.
It's like you're right.
He is just very like
bad
classless. Yeah,
yeah, classless for sure. Classless, assless. How do I know he's assless?
I don't know. It's rhymed.
Well, on that note, everybody, thank you for watching.
Oh, God.
Make sure you find us on social media and tweet us your predictions as well.
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Carly_Garza.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Brenda_Garza.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at _MichelleB.
And you can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Heather Joy Smith. Thanks for watching. We'll see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.